The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them.
Welcome back, bitches, to part two of Reddit Roaching Finds. We really like Whitney is going to explain.
I'm going to explain that. I totally forgot the fuck we were talking about. You guys are being boring with this Reddit stuff, so can you get me like something a little bit more interesting?
Okay, wait. I found one that says crazy lies. Let's start there. Okay.
Is it like a caption and then everybody comments?
So crazy lies, big bitch.
Bet.
It's you. Okay.
Got it.
Pretty crazy. She promised everyone plus that she was going to do a house tour when she got settled in and moved in, and is yet to do that, even though her supporters bought everything for inside. I have yet to do a house tour, and I probably said in the beginning when I did it. People are crazy. We do a house tour, they know exactly where everything is.
Well, I said that you just took everything out of my mouth. Well, one, I didn't have cameras there yet, so I ain't going to do something like that, and then someone shut to my house and try to murk me, and then me not have cameras in the house. I could do one now. And actually, they didn't buy absolutely everything in my house. I bought the couch and the TVs. Everything else,
but
probably.
It's probably more for our safety, because if you know the layout of my house, you know exactly which rooms people are in and what goes on.
I think we were a little bit smarter than you think. That's why I didn't do that. Give me another one.
Thanks for your concern.
Is that it?
Can we talk about how Shitney jumped on Gay Cub in front of Kristen? Seems a little inappropriate. For me.
When?
This might have been like the first fucking day we met Jacob. I don't know. This is when he was hiding with a blanket.
Oh, that was. That was when they weren't dating yet. Okay, hold on. I'm banned for a second.
This is what doesn't make sense to me. They posted a Snapchat. I said update, still haven't taken off yet, when we were coming back from Michigan or going in, whatever we're doing. Rich as fuck. And then someone said, if you're so rich, why do they always get on flights with layovers and sit in economy? I'm most definitely not rich, but I also pay for nonstop flights.
So, do you have a nonstop from Big Bend?
No. So, normally, here in Tampa, they don't do nonstop flights for when you fly into a smaller airport like South Bend.
What does that have to do with nonstop?
I'm pretty sure. With being rich or something, I'm not sure.
Wait, aren't the layover ones more expensive?
Why were...
I don't know. I wouldn't even know that.
Just confused because you... They just don't have a direct flight to where I fly to in Michigan, but thanks for...
Do you do your own laundry?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah.
I don't.
We do all of Grayson's laundry here, all of our towels and everything, but sometimes we just get so backed up because I have so much clothes that I can literally not do laundry for a year and still have the same amount of clothes.
I could wear a different thing every second of every day and we still be good.
I just am really bad at just throwing a load in whenever my hamper's full, because then I just throw it next to it.
I got Bree. Bree loves doing laundry and cleaning the house. There's some people out there that love organization, love laundry, love dishes,
love
cleaning.
And then when we get so
backed
up, it's nothing for me to pull out a $30 from the ATM and go get some quarters and put in 7 fucking loads to wash and dry, and then it'll be done in an hour. That's cheaper than my fucking bill to wash both the fucking washers.
Absolutely. These are just people making fun of how ugly we are.
I just want them to just put their profile pictures in there.
Me too.
Like, come on. And I want to know. I want them to genuinely do something where they post and be like, if you have met Kristen and Whitney, even though you hate those cunt-ass bitches, post the picture you took with them.
You know what my thing is?
Just post the
picture. Is when you go and it, like, they'll be, like, making fun of people's comments and it's ours and then it says next to our name, like, the comment, and it says following.
That's always the best. They all follow us.
I really actually genuinely love PB&Js. Like, seeing this Uncrustable actually makes me want to cry because I will...
Wait, what was wrong with that?
I just want it. Oh.
This was on the boat day when...
Not her reeling him back in from the girls on the other boat to sober up.
Was he talking to other girls?
I don't know. I think it was just Kierden. You didn't like that he was over by them girls. If he's going to cheat, he's going to. Nothing ain't stopping him. He was out exploring for number 3.
Like, someone posted the feet and then took a picture of my feet and said they're so fucking gross. How do you just make a post about that? What makes you think I'm gonna zoom in on her feet, screenshot? Oh,
that's
and say,
weird.
Maybe they.
I've never even looked at someone's
it.
Like post for that long to even do that.
Send me that right now. Where what? Did you guys find that? Really?
Oh, wait. I think they... Oh, they photoshopped it.
Oh, damn it.
I thought that was actually him.
I was going to post it on TikTok.
I was like, damn, he has some big nips.
Holy fuck.
Damn.
I wish that was real.
Dude, y'all be fucking photoshopping. I be living shit. You just know this bitch posted this with her song to try and start a TikTok trend. I actually just copied Alex. Nobody likes your music enough to use it, big back. Dude, my back is pretty massive. Like, I could probably body you. That's why everybody's like, oh, she can't fight for nothing. Yeah, I'd give you a nice big back. That big that is.
They're not loading. Why doesn't it go past
I need therapy
point?
Instead of hoarding dogs and making mediocre music. Okay, let me just give you something straight. I'm a singer. I don't fucking write songs. I could, but I don't. I use other people. So when you guys say my music is shit, you're actually destroying my songwriter's feelings. So if you could possibly stop, that'd be nice. I sing. I sound pretty fucking damn good too. Because if not, there's also comments saying I sound like Miley Cyrus. So if that's the case, then I guess Miley Cyrus sucks too.
I really do
like Disney Channel.
I think you're doing a great job.
That might be my preference. My favorite thing to do is listen to Disney Channel music. I'm in the fucking shower singing, send it on and on. Remember that song? Wanting to be another, be a part, raise your heart, if once those thoughts of fire. Jonas Brothers, fuck with it.
I love it. I'm in the so rich part of our, what are we on? Reddit. So they took a screenshot of how much our bag weighs at the airport. So rich. So rich. If they have so much money, why are they sharing a bag? They couldn't afford to check their own bag. This is what me and my husband do to save money, but don't brag about making as much. Okay. We shared a bag because we went to Michigan for 3 days.
I shared a bag with Tyler, but that's because he won't let me have
three.
If
you guys were concerned.
What does that have to do with anything? You got all your new Louis Vuitton bags in one bag. Then you share.
Someone says, I'm only judging because the fact that she was eating the mini garden salsa chips, they're served on Delta. They're tiny bags and tiny chips. My husband brings them home for our kids weekly from his travels. But Delta charges $35 for a checked bag. They're so rich but couldn't afford a second checked bag. No. So actually, what you guys don't know is our bag was overweight by 10 pounds. So we ended up having to pay another $100. So it was actually like $135 is what we paid for our bag to be able to get there.
These people are going ham. But constantly using her dad's
pass. If you were
pass.
Concerned, you were because you made a post about it.
So yeah, these people are going
I just wanted to let you know.
Damn, I can't be reading these. These people are fucked up. I actually look back, or I look read these comments, and I actually think somebody is sitting behind this phone on a couch or whatever the fuck. They probably can't even afford that. So they're sitting on probably the fucking floor in a shack talking about, doesn't she complain about her dad? Addict felon would have liked Tyler, someone who doesn't care you're a whore and you're cheating. What does that have to do with my dead dad? That doesn't make no fucking sense at all. Like, what in your brain's like, yep, I'm going to text this right now and I'm going to say, OMG, he's a addict and I can't believe that you, he probably would not even like Tyler. And oh my God, you're literally a fucking whore and you cheat on your boyfriend. Like, I've never in my life actually sat back and like, you know what I mean?
But if I was a fan.
No, I'm a big fan.
No.
A big fan of Selena Gomez. I am. Never would I ever go on Reddit, TikTok, and comment and be like, yep, I love her so much. I just want to suck on her titties. Like, no, like, I've never even commented. Like, that's just
I can't say that I have either. Anyways, so this is when TikTok was going to get banned. It's official that TikTok will be banned in 6 months to a year. What are they going to do?
That's a good one.
I know they have their podcast and shit has OnlyFans and Snapchat pays some, but let's be for real. Why do people think that we make our living off TikTok? I'm genuinely confused because I make
Zero money
unless it's on live from TikTok. And you know, we don't even go live and battle people. We make a living from other things. Not just a living. Living plus retirement. Plus when we go to heaven. So I'm not sure why people think that we just make all this money.
I just want to
Spencer
ask.
And Heidi get paid well over $300,000 a month just off their Snapchat. Thank you.
Who's that? Who's Spencer and Heidi? Who's that?
I don't know who the fuck these people are, but every day.
Someone told me to lay off the pills and eat right.
Oh. They meant me. I'm the one on pills. What?
They told me that I can't use the word brekkie because I sound like a fucking mental weirdo.
I said brekkie the other day. You want to go get some brekkie?
Yes. This is disgusting. Listen, Kristen, do you want to go get some fucking breakfast? No. Or some fucking brunch?
No, she texted me.
Go get brekkie.
God,
we're just funny. You guys don't understand the word funny at all.
Y'all
are just miserable. Holy shit.
TikTok will only be banned if it doesn't get sold. Stinky will have to eat her words and go back to OnlyFans.
Oh.
Plus TikTok basically. Guys, I really hope you don't think we've only set ourselves up for TikTok. Then we'd actually be screwed.
Yeah, there's actually people out there that we do know that.
So,
we do actually know people that would love to.
Like, you know the people that like.
This one says that I know that house stinks. I'm actually sitting on the couch where she actually made the video. It smells pretty fucking good. You ask me.
We did wipe it before you did come.
Oh yes, but you don't have to tell them that.
That's fine. Dogs could.
Yo, this twat waffle.
Do they call Tyler that?
I don't know. This twat waffle.
They gotta be more specific. Who's twat waffle?
Oh, here we go.
What does the caption say? Oh, it's long.
Yeah, I can't. That's why I stopped reading. Because I was gonna keep going. I was gonna get bored. Go home, read the books. 4 weeks left and already planning on drinking. Yeah, you got me so bad if you think for 1 second. I don't know one fucking single pregnant person that literally says, I can't wait to take a fucking shot when this baby comes out.
The second I got a positive pregnancy test,
I wanted to take a shot.
I smelled a bottle of Tito's. That's how bad I missed it.
Okay. Here we go. So, there it is. I knew that was coming. Fake celiac queen. I was actually diagnosed.
That was actually the only sandwich she ate with bread. The rest, she actually there was
oh,
actually
and I
a whole
threw up
tray.
Everywhere after
there
I
was
home.
Actually a whole tray of just bread, and then all the meat was gone out of the sandwiches.
Guys, if it's either starving myself or eating bread, I'm fucking eating bread. And you know damn well if you go to any place, most of the time they don't really have gluten free. I try as hard as possible. When you're on the boat in the middle of the desert, and you have only bread, I'm gonna fucking eat it, and I'm gonna eat the ham and cheese out of it too. I don't care. I'm a fat bitch, like you guys say. I'm gonna eat. I don't give a shit what it is. It's coming out either way.
The people that
it'll come out my mouth, come out my ass. I don't care.
The people that have this, that post in this, if you're broke, just say that. Like things like this, Pandora necklace. I went on Snap and Gayka popped up, and I seen that. You guys always talk about my grammar, but I just know that this is not grammatically correct either. I seen the necklace he got her, the engravable Pandora necklace. He can't spend more than $60 on her. That's embarrassing. So, when people break down prices and take. Because when I actually got my promise ring, I think you guys actually Googled and found where I got the promise ring and then posted it and made a big deal. None of y'all are mad because your boyfriend, if you have one, if didn't even come home with flowers. Because mine comes home with flowers whenever mine died. Actually, I have new flowers in my pot almost all the time. Yours does too, actually.
I haven't gotten some in a few. Pretty upset about it, but.
Go along with it because Jacob actually didn't give me some for like four weeks straight, but.
We'll tell him when we get back.
But when you guys constantly say for money, like, okay, be for all. You guys always say they're so rich, but like, you know we are. You know we make money. You guys know the social media world. So you guys are always like, why are they buying bathing suits off Shein?
Someone asked me fucking the other day, why did you buy all your outfits off Shein for the boat? Because they're cute as fuck.
Because Shein, and then she just bought like a $200,000 boat. Like.
Yeah, come on. Like, I spend my money
like $10 on bathing suits and then, like, a really nice fucking boat. Like, that's kind of just how it works.
True shit. True fucking shit.
And if anyone thinks I'm going to go buy a Gucci shirt.
Yeah, to wear what? For a day? And then The thing about me and Kristen, you don't know about, but you're going to find out now.
We spend buy our money things, on trips.
Listen, we buy clothes, we wear it once, and if it's seen in a picture or a video, we will not fucking wear it again unless it's comfy.
Or
if it's a t-shirt, or yeah, someone got it for us and it was...
Or we go out and buy clothes, then we go to clean out our closet and still find the same fucking clothes in that bag with all the tags on there and forget that we bought it, and then we thought we lost it, so we went and bought more mm-hmm. of the same shit. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Windsor, they sell mm-hmm. the same thing mm-hmm. all the time.
So yeah, for those of you that are asking why we buy from Shein, they're cute as fuck. If you go on Gucci, you're literally gonna see Gucci, Louis, Gucci, Gucci, Louis. I don't want a fucking shirt that's Louis and Gucci. It's ugly as fuck. Yeah, so we really don't want to go in there. Now, do we have like one or two Gucci and Louis items? Yes. But me and Kristen are the same way. Why have one of something when you can have 10 of the same thing?
Yeah, I don't. Now, I'm not saying we're definitely smart with our money.
No,
because
we have 50 pairs of Jordans. But do we also wear 50 pairs of Navy fucking, what are they called? Old Navy fucking flip-flops. I do.
I
wear slides from Shein every day.
I have never purchased a real, just for example, I've never purchased a real pair of Birkenstock slides.
I didn't even know they were real and fake.
That's I have always gotten them from like the stores
Uggs?
That make.
Never gotten
I've
Uggs.
Never owned a pair of real Uggs.
Me neither.
Because I went to my local like store that had like the off, like Walmart had the off-brand ones you paid $20 for.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fuck I'm getting those. But when you asked me to go to the Bahamas in 3 days and we haven't had anything booked, I'm straight up spending $15,000 on those flights, tickets,
exactly.
and everything. We'll do that. So that to answer your questions about the Shein, all my bathing suit are Shein bathings.
Me too.
And Target.
My outfits, all my dresses I wear, Shein. I'm pretty
all
sure I got this from
stuff,
fucking Amazon.
All the crew stuff y'all saw us in last year and then heard this year, Shein. Amazon. Shein and Windsor
Shein.
And what was it? Fashion Nova. So you bitches that hate but really are looking for cute shit and cheap, there you go. You're fucking welcome.
Yeah, you are fucking welcome.
But you can't take my Louis bag that I did pay $6,000 for because I do have nice stuff.
But I've never even worn it before. I don't wear my expensive shit because I'm like, oh, if I go and ruin it, it ain't shit.
When I went out a lot, I was in my little party phase. I had a lot. I went through a shoe phase for some fucking reason
I'm in there right now.
Jordans and everything that were so cute.
I'm in there right now.
I have like.
You don't wear them anymore.
No, because why would I wear Jordans in
Florida?
Oh,
you do. No, you do. When we go to like basketball games and shit, you do.
Yeah.
I wear Jordans out to like dinner and stuff and I like cargo pants.
Yeah. Well, so I guess I do too, but I have a stupid amount of shoes.
All right.
It's not loading past this.
Big B and Puppy Mills. I got in this topic the last time.
Big B?
Screenshots of 524 shelter dogs with good with other dogs. 373 shelter dogs available for adoption, good with other dogs and kids. Keep lying shit, being a dog flipper. Now, if you want to come send me a fucking dog, have at it. If you want to pay for shipping and handling, send it to my address, because I will fucking take all the dogs. And I'll rehome them. That's what I do. I have been rehoming. Now, do I want... If I don't have a fucking dog, I have nowhere to put the dog, all right? I have to keep an 85-pound dog in with my 10 other dogs that I have. Do I would rather find a home for it from wherever it's at in the shelter and have somebody go get it? Yes. Rather than have the dog at my house for 3 days, fall in love with it, keep it, and then have another fucking 13 dogs. So I'm confused on what you guys want me to fucking do. I really don't. I post the shelter.
You can't please everybody.
Yeah, I keep the amount of dogs that you wish you had. This is the thing I say. You folks watching that are irresponsible are the ones that put the dogs in the fucking shelter in the first place. I would love to willingly go take care of your irresponsibility and take them out of the shelters for you. I would love to. I would take every single one of them. I have a fucking farm if I had 400 acres, but I don't. I live on an acre with 10 fucking dogs. I don't have the capacity for 15 500-pound dogs. I don't. I would love to. I would try my best to go get 400 acres just so I can get the dogs. But y'all irresponsible fucking people leaving the dogs in the shelters and getting dogs in apartments and then having to leave and leaving the fucking dogs in the shelter, I cannot do anything about that. So before you start blabbing your mouth about dogs that I've already fucking saved damn 12 of them, you go get one yourself. How about them?
Did you fucking rip ass?
No, I didn't. I'm smelling that too.
Did he poop?
I wonder if maybe Finley... Oh, it's 9 o'clock. I should probably tell him to let the dogs out.
Did he... Maybe he pooped and went through the vent.
Maybe if you call Jacob.
Bro, did something... Did a pipe burst or something? Dude, it's gotta be in that air vent.
Baby, did one of the dogs poop up there?
Oh my God.
Because we smell shit. Oh my God.
Come sit right here, Dylan.
Like, I'm not kidding. We smell shit.
Oh my God.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea?
Yes.
Okay, come
on. Oh my God, it smells so bad.
Sorry, we had to.
Apparently, shat everywhere upstairs.
So, when I take a shit, does it travel down here?
Probably. You should try it.
That's awful. That's awful.
Here's another one we got.
God.
If Whitney's exes ever came back to her, do you think she would drop Tyler? First of all, I've left. Every person that I have been with, I have left. Okay? One cheated. Okay. I stopped talking to him. Why the fuck would I be with a cheater? Okay? Another one. Went to jail. Okay? I'm good on that. Gave me a strep throat. I'm also good on that. Thank you. Another one. Lived across the fucking country and never even...
Not the strep throat.
Saw the child. No. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. Another one. Beat the fuck out of me. Who... First of all, has ever treated me better than Tyler. Let's give a round of applause going. No one. So, he puts up with me, okay? And I'm a lot. Thank you. He's a fucking great boyfriend. No, I would never leave him. And if that were the case and I wanted to leave him, I would leave him. But why the fuck? If anything, he would leave me. Like, the hell? Two, on another note, I've never cheated on Tyler, so those rumors can fucking... Stop, because where's the proof? Because I would love to see that, because if that was a thing, I'd probably be out 8 months ago. Because I don't fucking cheat. Why would I do that? That's stupid as fuck. I've been cheated on. I don't do that, so.
They're complaining about me posting a video of
him. I like that. That was my favorite video.
And of him moving in my stomach and said that that's absolutely ever. Disgusting.
I love him. I want to see him kick. I literally texted her and I said,
"But how is that gross?
I want one just so I can feel this."
They all say their mom, so I know for a fact.
I swiped up and I literally said, "I want to feel this. Like I will come over and cuddle with you so I can feel him kick. Like that is
he moves all the time.
So cute. Fuck off.
God, that still smells so bad.
So bad.
It's literally traveling down here in the vent.
Yes, my dogs are puppies. This one says your dogs shit and piss in their crates. Yes. There's two. It's Dumb and Dumber that sleep in their crates. They're both." Literally, what, 17, 18 weeks?
I don't think any of these people have had dogs because Winston is still 7 months old.
And still shits in their crates.
And with training, I don't know how else to train them besides go outside and when they poop in their crate.
Not everybody sleeps with their dogs. Like, there's literally maybe half the people that watch this sleep with their dogs. I'm not fucking sleeping in a huge-ass room that's literally fucking at least 300 square feet with two fucking brand-new 17-week-old puppies. Are you kidding?
I don't even sleep with my dogs, and I only have two.
They would shit and eat everything. Like, no, I'm not doing that. They can wait until they're old enough to at least 7 months to fucking sleep with me. Yes, they shit and piss in their crate.
There's nothing wrong with them. My dogs go in the crate.
They shit 50 times because their bladder's this big.
Mine go in the crate at night because I can't sleep with them in my bed. Because one, I can't fucking move because my dogs are huge. Two, they
you
will
can't
get
train
up
a dog if they have a small bladder. That just doesn't
They will
make
get
sense.
Up in the middle of the night and find a fucking piece of paper and tear it to shreds 400 times. Now, I don't know where that fucking piece of paper came from, but they found it.
Dude, it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
fuck. It smells
fuck.
Awful. It's like burning my throat, actually.
Okay, here's one.
Got one?
Someone said, every woman makes an OF and gets a little falling, and then they think they can sing. Stick to selling your pics to an 80-year-old. Y'all can't sing without autotune. Okay, well, one, if you actually watched me and had a profile picture, you would know you're a fan. You definitely have heard me sing.
Wait,
I can actually
first
sing.
Sentence. I can't say that I know another porn star that sings.
I don't either, actually.
So that right there is false.
Yeah, okay. But the thing is, it's like, back to the comment, like, just because, like, you come at us and then shit on us exactly what we're talking about. And then you get mad and complain when we do the same fucking shit. Make it make fucking sense. I, for me, think it's funny because you guys comment about OnlyFans or whatever, but I can do whatever the fuck I want. I think y'all are forgetting that you're more worried about other people's lives than your own. I just get confused when everybody gets so mad when we defend ourselves. Like, please to God, just, if you're going to come at us, don't cry when we come at you.
I just wish they had profile.
I know, like, let me just fucking see you for a second. Let me see how you live for you to be talking about how shitty my voice is and how I'm broke. Like, God, you guys have anything better to do?
No, half of them
sitting on a fucking Metro PCS fucking Android.
No, listen. Half of them live off of what we paid in taxes.
I know.
Because it goes to the government. You guys live off of our money.
You're so right.
You're welcome.
And the people that are nice, we love you.
Oh, this is
and
about,
we appreciate everything
this is about
that
the roaches, so if you're not a part of the 50,000, I guess.
Dude, why is it the same shit over and over again? Shit needs dogs. Shit needs celiac. Kristen stank. Kristen's a toad. Crusty shit. Crusty underwear. Ugly. Fat.
If you guys are wondering my update on my crust puss down there, update. I've actually only had to use Monistat when I was with this one singular person and got UTIs, so... I mean, it's kind of basic knowledge. If you fuck somebody and you don't know they're fucking somebody else and nothing in them, then nothing you. You can't say that it's too safe, right? I've been good since. Meds harming the baby. This was such a big ordeal, Whitney, when I talked about me taking my metoprolol and Lexapro while pregnant. Guys, I actually have an OB, believe it or not. And I have been cleared. And, I mean, you would think by now, 36 weeks pregnant, that they would have told me if I couldn't have taken it, I wouldn't. They know all my medication, so just mind your own business.
Here's another one on me. I've never been with an underage person. I don't know about the video that we did, Never Have I Ever, a long time ago. We were roasting each other, making
shit
up. It
was never an issue until recently, because that video was posted like 2 years
but
ago.
But I've never slept with a minor. That shit... the boyfriend that I last had, we've been talking and he was 15 and I was 16. And then the last time that we talked, we were still dating, but that was the only person that I've been with in high school. Like me and Kristen were just fucking around, like joking. Like I've had my high school boyfriend, but I've never been with anybody underage, like ever. Like that's fucking, no. I know people that have, but I am not one of those people. And no, like it's not, it was at the time it was a joke, but now it's not a joke. Okay. Cause there's people out here that have been, you know, essayed and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And we don't like to joke about that. So mm-hmm. I apologize for joking about that. But, as of the truth, I have never been with anybody underage. I've never slept with anybody underage, minors or nothing. So we can clear that up. Yeah, so we won't joke about any of that stuff. You know, like in the past, a lot of people, when they're drunk, they tend to joke about things that probably are pretty dark humor, considering when I was younger, it actually happened to me when I was 14. And get this straight, a camp counselor at the camp I went to essayed me. Like that, the whole like story, I don't know where people are getting different fucking shit from, but that happened to me when I was 14. And then it was a dark humor thing that had happened when I went to camp. I turned 15. All that shit was going down. The camp counselor was older. He was 18. Like that whole shit that went down. It wasn't funny, but it was dark humor. So for those of you that ask and talk about it and make fucking false accusations, whatever, you can stop blocking me and actually tag me. I didn't. So that's all for that.
Glad you cleared that up.
It's fucking stupid. Like,
who took the time and did this? Because I'm not fucking reading
fuck.
That. Only two people responded that. They weren't reading that either, guys.
No.
On your own friends didn't even reply to that.
The whole shit with the best friend, that shit's just over with. Like, I've been with Tyler for how long? Like, it's just always a constant, like,
did you see the one where they were saying that he was still in love with me? They screenshot when he looked at me when I was talking on the...
Mm-mm.
It was in the beginning of this.
Okay. If they were going to be together, they would be together. She wouldn't be with Jacob. She would be with Tyler. If I didn't want to be with Tyler and he was in love with Kristen, I wouldn't be with fucking Tyler. They would be together.
They
y'all
got
don't
together...
understand that, like, they literally didn't... they're not together for a reason. And they truthfully didn't like each other as much as they showed on the internet. Like, y'all think that they did, but it was not as near as how she feels about Jacob and how I feel about Tyler. Like, and it's just old. Like, it's funny. It's cool. It's, like, funny. Like, I don't care. Because I'd fuck her, too. But, like, we're both with different people. She's having a child with somebody. Like, you would think stop talking about it by now. I mean, I'm fucking in there. I'm probably going to have a kid with Tyler and get married to Tyler. And she's having a kid with Jacob and get married to Jacob. Why are we still talking about exes? Because if that were the case, why aren't we still talking about how she was with Rocky and Connor and I was with fucking Tate and Romeo? Like, yeah. No one fucking talks about that shit anymore because it's just not something you talk about. Like, who gives a fuck?
They talk about it.
Nobody knows, like, who y'all fuck and who your husbands have fucked. And your husbands, three of your husbands right now watching.
They're all swingers.
Yeah, for sure. Have definitely fucked one of your bridesmaids. Like, okay.
Their husband definitely cheated on them.
That's lit. But guess who they're with now?
Better than you.
Either one of us. So it doesn't fucking matter who they've been with in the past. Like, realistically. I've accepted it. It's fucking sick.
So just keep an eye on your men, and we'll keep an eye on ours. But the extra eyes we do appreciate at all times.
Yeah, if you're going to keep watching and making up bullshit, we'll probably go over this next time. So can you come up with something better?
Yeah, okay. We're going to do like a part
like do like comments. Like, if you're watching this, everybody go to Reddit and make questions about what you have about me and Kristen that you want us to answer.
Like, why are you such a cunt?
Why have you cunted your Krusty Krab?
Why are you such a titty-sucking baby?
Why have you cheated and there has been no proof?
Why does Jacob just live here with free without paying for anything?
Why does Tyler not go home to see his friends?
Why? Why did I trap Jacob?
Why am I begging Tyler for a ring?
Why did I already schedule the vasectomy appointment for 2030?
Oh, shit. Why don't you never travel to go see Tyler's fucking parents?
Why am I so ugly?
Why do you have celiac disease but still eat bread?
Why do you take medication that kill your kid? But it's 36 weeks along and he's perfectly healthy.
Why are you still broke?
What else?
Hold on. God, we're so fucking good at this.
I gotta go. No, we're keeping
this. Sit here and laugh at this.
Those are questions we want, not just to post, because then you guys gotta ask us, because you don't know. We're here to help you.
Yeah, we're here. We're actually giving you guys ideas. You're welcome.
Why?
Why can't you afford fucking better clothes? Why do you wear the same fucking thing every single day?
Why do your dogs shit and piss?
Why are you still fat?
Why do you look like you fucking look pregnant?
Why is Kristen not pregnant with two kids? Why is Whitney not pregnant either? Why is Whitney copying Kristen?
Why do I want Tyler back so bad?
Why are we using each other for clout?
Those are questions we want next time. So part 3 and 4, stay tuned whenever this comes out. You guys, just for you, have great vagina.
I love y'all.
I love y'all. Bye.
Don't get pregnant.